I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
And boy, do we have a classic.
I had seen Close Encounters of a Third Kind decades ago. And this week, looking at it again, I'm more impressed. And with everything that we've had, including Star Wars, since then.
It is a phenomenal movie. It's little about science fiction. It's mostly about how this one thing that's happening, slow acclimation to extraterrestrials making contact with us. In some ways, the movie is epic all over the globe here.
Oh, yes.
But what really makes the movie sing, Spielberg drilling down to this one character, Roy, played by Richard Dreyfuss, who has been, he's seen the spaceships. He's obsessed. There's something with him and a couple of the other characters that having come into contact with the spacecraft, there's something being imparted to them that they can't explain. Somehow the aliens have communicated. They want to meet a certain group of people.
Elected believers.
At Devil's Tower.
At Devil's Tower. I was so drawn to this movie that a few years later, as I was riding across the country on my motorcycle, I went to Devil's Tower, which is nowhere in Wyoming, but somewhere. Because as you approach the tower with almost the same point of view that Spielberg gives it, it slowly emerges. When I got up to it, people were spelunking all over the place, up and down it. It transfixed me in some of the way that Roy was transfixed by it.
One of the things that Spielberg has talked about a lot is this theme of communication, the ultimate representation of that theme, right?
Yes.
How do we communicate with these aliens?
Similar to what they tried in Arrival.
Communicate through music.
Yes.
And I get the goosebumps when I think about that mothership blasting out the tones. This is really about...
Talk to somebody else because I'm already in. He has Francois Truffaut as the head phenomenologist.
One of the founders of the New Wave. Spielberg wouldn't have a career if he wasn't influenced by guys like Truffaut. And what happens when these people look up? They see lights, the interplay of sound. And what connects it all? Music. And it all ends where? On a giant soundstage.
I'm going to suggest to you that in your cinema motif, there's a bit of Hitchcock in this. In Dreyfuss, the guy nobody believes.
Right.
Right. So the Jimmy Stewart
The everyman guy.
Right.
Yeah.
The everyman guy traipsing up Devil's Tower.
Yeah.
He's got all of this going on in his head.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, you know, how many years later, and I'm thinking, why wasn't he influenced by Hitchcock?
That just kept coming through to me louder and more clearly than it ever has before, is that this is really about the love of cinema. And now I know Spielberg has complained that he were to make this film today, he would not make the Dreyfuss character leave his family.
Well, I know. That's a tough part.
He made the right choice because metaphorically, thematically,
yes,
he can't. Those people don't accept him. They don't accept this love.
Yes. Although I object to his leaving his family.
Mm-hmm.
They
leave him, though.
They already left him.
Right.
But there is something in people like Dreyfuss and Spielberg who are ready to take the plunge into new.
The portrayal of domesticity. There's this great commentary on dreams, valuing something that their loved ones don't, and how that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. And thinking about Jaws, I'm excited about the slow... I know what the big point's going to be.
Yeah.
I realize it's going to be there, but I'm very happy to be taking that along.
It is,
there.
And the ending, the finale of the film, is about 30 minutes long. A lot of silence. The wonder of it, the fear of it. Spielberg had this radical idea that this was going to be a beautiful meeting of minds and cultures.
Yeah.
And comes through resoundingly clear still today.
Spielberg moves towards something that is really glorious.
Yeah.
And so there's the difference, but they still, the good job is taking you along knowing that you're going to be getting a big reveal.
Right, right.
But being happy to be taken along. And that's what I loved about this movie. When you consider the digital age in which we live, some of that stuff that Spielberg pulls off is visually impressive.
You know, I think one of the most powerful images is the very first alien that steps foot off of the thing. The portal opens up a little bit.
Yes.
And you see this impossibly long-limbed creature, right?
Yes.
Bending down. And then when it stands up and outstretches its arms, it is one of the most beautiful images in science fiction.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.